take an opinion and stance on this.
Well, I like being able to tell my story. I like being able to share my point of views. And in class, we do a lot of debates, and I'm someone who likes doing that. I like being able to convince people that I'm right, or to show them, like, why this needs to be done. So the fact that, like, even though the event was terrible, like, no one should know this, but now I feel like I have a point of view that needs to be heard and that can help other people know what to do to make a difference, rather than just be kind of like, oh, let's do this, let's do that. Now, like, I'm someone who has to be, like, in a way, I have to be that person. Like, not many people know what I went through. Not many people can relate on the level. So, in a way, Douglas students kind of have to be those people to step up and be like, listen, this is what we went through. This is what it felt like. This is what needs to happen. So,
mm-hmm. Like, Douglas, like, we have the power, so we need to be able to use it. Like, we need to get our voices out there. Like, not only, like, in the U.S., it's around the world. It needs to go everywhere, and change needs to happen. It does.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like we have a responsibility now. We lost our classmates, and knowing that feeling again, it's like, if we know it and we really don't want it to happen again, we can fix it. We can actually make a change, because we're not going to stop. We're not going to just give up when one adult says we can't do it. We're not going to just stop because they don't think we can do it. Like, nothing is impossible, and especially just getting laws changed, I don't think it would mm-hmm. be impossible to do that. I feel like, again, together we will, and we have a responsibility to do that.
Yeah. One thing I feel is, being teenagers, we grow up with our parents are Republicans or the Democrats. Like, I feel like as a teenager, you don't have that political stance yet. You're not really, like, known as a Republican. You don't really have that stance. So that's why I feel like we can unify more, because, you know, there's that tension a lot with people put up those walls. Like, if you're not with me, you're not with me at all on anything. So I feel like as kids, we don't have that barrier around us. So we are able to stand together as one and not disagree or not work with someone because of their political point of view. So I feel that's one thing that has allowed us to really become a giant, almost kind of like Douglas has become one big family, like mm-hmm. one big team.
Really,
and we all work together and in class, like, we still even work together trying to, like, figure out what more we can do, who we can reach out to. And it really has nothing to do politically. It has nothing to do with what side we're on.
Yeah, and especially Douglas, you think of high school, oh, there's going to be cliques, you're not going to fit in everywhere, but Douglas, there's something for everyone. And going into school, I was like, oh, I'm going to be a freshman, like, I'm not going to, like, go with the seniors, but it's not like that. Like, I have senior friends, I have junior friends, I have sophomore friends, like, everyone loves each other. It's not like a normal school. It's amazing how, even since a terrible event has happened, we've come more together and we stand together. So again, having 20 feet is more than 2 feet, and it helps having, like, the principal behind us and everything.
Yeah, like she was saying, like, we don't have cliques, like, no one even knows what grade they're in. Like, most mm-hmm. of my friends, I probably didn't even realize they were juniors until mm-hmm. after months. Like,
yeah.
I would ask them if they had this teacher, if they could help me with something. I didn't even realize, like, no one pays attention to that. And with
mm-hmm.
the sports and everyone having something for, like, something that fits them, like,
mm-hmm.
something they want to do with sports, clubs, anything, like, there, you just meet more people that way, and, like, it's just great. Like, you don't realize, but now, like, we're more together than ever, and in the end, it's about, like, feeling safe at school and people, like, not losing their lives, even if it's at school, anywhere. It's just
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
I think I'm okay. Can you give your names and spell them
again? Because I know some people. Yeah, Logan Fall, Logan, and then Phahl.
And then McKenna Fall, McKenna, Phahl.
Emily Burke, Emily Burke.
Thank you. problem.